This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Officials are looking into an underwater pipeline leak off the coast of Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. First reports indicate more than 1 million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard confirmed the Third Coast Midstream Pipeline has an oil slick 3 to 4 miles wide, about 19 miles off the shore. The pipeline has been shut down and several agencies are looking into the source of the leak. A majority of Americans are aiming to steer clear of political discussions at the Thanksgiving dinner table this week.
That's according to a national poll by Quinnipiac University. The survey indicates that over 60% of Americans would prefer not to broach the subject. In contrast, just under 3 in every 10 individuals expressed anticipation about discussing politics during the holiday. A news release from the university's polling analyst suggests that a healthy dose of Zip It will be on the menu this year. I'm John Schaefer.
A ruling on a gag order involving presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected soon. The limited gag order from the judge in his 2020 election case was frozen until a 3-judge panel considers how to balance Trump's free speech rights. Trump says the Obama-appointed judge had inserted herself into the 2024 presidential election by restricting his free speech. The United States Supreme Court rejected an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd during a confrontational arrest. Chauvin's second-degree murder sentence will be upheld. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving his 21-year sentence in Arizona. Actor Wayne Brady is recuperating following a car accident and fist fight in Malibu, California on Sunday. After the fight, the other driver fled the scene, leading to his arrest. USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
An investor at Tesla would like to see Elon Musk suspended.
A shareholder of Tesla is urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. Jerry Brackman is requesting the board to unequivocally acknowledge Musk's error in supporting an anti-Semitic post on X. As the president of First American Trust, Brackman stated in a release that while he supports free speech, there is no excuse for spreading hatred by a CEO of a public company. I'm John Schaefer.
The Philadelphia Eagles football club bounced back from a 10-point halftime deficit to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs 21-17 on Monday Night Football. The Eagles have won 4 straight and sit atop the NFC at 9-1. The Chiefs have lost 2 of their last 3 games. More free COVID-19 tests are available from the federal government. Dave Collins has the details.
COVIDtest.gov is offering those who already ordered their 4 free tests from the website earlier this fall. An additional 4 tests are available now. Those who haven't ordered any tests since the website relaunched in September can order 8 tests now.
Tiger Woods is set to compete on the golf course for the first time in 7 months. Woods has committed to playing in the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas starting on November 30th. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. It's also good to have the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, the one and only James Herson. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Well, like you, thankful. I mean, this is Thanksgiving week. We're excited about this time, although it may seem bleak. But this is a time, you know, when things are tough, James. It's a little bit more difficult to be thankful, to control our emotions and our focus. But it's a good exercise, I believe. We were having this discussion early that, and when I say an exercise of value, not only for you, for the entire family, to look at the things that we have great, you know, have to be grateful for, and to make sure that we're looking at the glass that's half full and not half empty, right?
No, I mean, you can't go through life just being pessimistic. You know, that we're thankful. You mentioned family. We're so thankful for our families, for our friends, for, you know, the gift of faith, for the faithful principles that our country was based on, for amazing, courageous people that we witness every single day who are willing to take stands, even sometimes at their own personal risk. And I'm not just talking about military and first responders. I'm talking about people who are criticizing those in power. People that are able to take the risks in at a time when we know that people are persecuted for speaking the truth. And so we're thankful for so many things. You know, and also we've had some miracles. I know that some people, you know, he's taking heat for certain things. But this guy who's now Speaker of the House, Mike
exactly.
Johnson,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
is a walking miracle. And you look at the difference. You know, the example is the January 6th tapes, which how long has he been in? He's been in as a speaker for less than a month, and he
exactly.
leaked them all. And they're very, very powerful, and they're going to have an effect on the appeals of the defendants in those cases. I think, you know, his budget was a kind of a mixed bag, his CR, but he put a short deadline on it. A lot of people don't realize, I mean, a significant portion of the budget, you know, was extended temporarily, expires January 19th. That's like just a few weeks away. So his goal is to break up. There's 12 appropriations bills. He wants to break them up into single bills. That's what Matt Gaetz was striving for. So we don't have that dreaded monster they call the omnibus.
Exactly.
And American people
It is a bus of misappropriations and a waste of taxpayers' money. Every time we see the omnibus coming, it's not a good thing, right?
No, that's right. And the American people are sick and getting run over by the omnibus, which results in these tens of trillions of dollars in debt. It can't be paid for. Just we can't even grow out of it. We have to cut. And Mike Johnson knows And that's one of the reasons he's being attacked so deeply. And I have a, I have an interesting piece, Bill. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see it, but it's about a phenomenon that's going on. I mean, we've seen this phenomenon in Hollywood where they reach back and they have no creativity, so they're doing their half of their product.
Yes, right.
70% of their product is reboots, sequels, redos.
Is it that high now, James? 70%? Is that what it is now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's just.
It's quite obvious. There's no doubt about it. I mean, either you get reboots or you get a series spinoffs you wonder. And of course, with the writer strike that went on, which they're recovering, it's going to take them a bit to get their momentum back, right?
Oh, that's right. And look, like Top Gun was a good one, but it was like three decades after the original. So, what's interesting is it's old TV shows being brought back. There's like a whole bunch of them, and two in particular that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. Frasier was brought back with the same cast. That's already going, and it's a hit on Peacock. And Monk is being brought back in the form of a TV movie that hasn't premiered yet. It premieres next month. But it's just part of this phenomenon. You know, there's all these cable channels and streaming channels dedicated to classic television. When you add them all up, they have a massive audience. So I know that some people think, well, that's those boomers. The boomers want to say Leave It to Beaver because they remember black and white TV. But it's not just the boomers. It's families.
Yes.
It's young people. I can't tell you how many I interact with young people all the time. And Gen Zers are loving, for example, they love the Twilight Zone. They love the Twilight Zone marathons. They love Father Knows Best. They love all these, like, really old. They love the Westerns.
Gunsmoke, all those, Bonanza.
So what is it about these old shows and that are just so exciting to these people? Well, you reach back in time, you find values.
Exactly,
you find
family values.
Kind of value, like the kind of value that essentially binds a society together. And some of the values just are missing in modern entertainment fare. Things like courage, honesty, integrity, loyalty. I mean, you think about the old Westerns. I mean, all over the old Westerns.
Yeah.
But even the sitcoms, even Monk, show, has those, even though it isn't that old, it has these special values. And people, because we're in these weird times that we live in, where they're searching for them, thank God those shows are still around.
And I think that's typical, James. When people, organizations, when they've lost their way, what do? They instinctively, they reverse course. They go back and remember. Even though you've got, Gen Zers, they know something's missing, and then, maybe they're, tripping through the, the TV program guide, and they come across an old movie or whatever, and they check it out, and next thing you know, they're binging these old movies and these old series for the exact reason that you're talking about, because it feels something within their spirit that's missing in the culture right now that they're not getting from school, their peer group, and maybe sadly at home, because as we talked about when we opened up, is that things have been a little rough, and sometimes what happens at home, we kind of set the temperament, and it's up to us to do something different to give our young kids some hope and to come back and fight another day for the values of which, you know, that made this country so great. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from James Hurston on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com, sponsored by Kia America.
Minutes after the top of the hour, James Hurston continues with us as promised. Good to have you with us. And, you know, we were just talking about the treasure chest of values, this new column that James has written in the TV of old, and how people are starting to gravitate to some of these old sitcoms and old movies, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, when I talked about the remakes, I mean, they had to go back to Full House and bring a reunion and call it Fuller House. They had to remake Gilmore Girls. We all know the saga of Roseanne and bar really totally inappropriately. But then they have the Connors, and it's just, it's this thing. It's the, and they take old movies, I'm sorry, old television shows, and mm-hmm. make them into feature films like The Brady Bunch. And what you know, why The Brady Bunch? Brady Bunch is still in syndication on various networks. That was a combination family. We never really knew whether the parents were divorced or widowed or what happened, but this big combination family, and in a very, admittedly, a very syrupy kind of way, mm-hmm. that's what the movie kind of even made fun of it a little bit, but there's something people are longing for family relationships.
Exactly.
For mm-hmm. a cohesive household, and one where there's a real mother and father who actually teach their children values, which was part of that show, part of Leave It to Beaver, mm-hmm. part of, you know, Father Knows Best, Ozzie and Harriet.
Andy Griffith show, you know, with Opie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some of the best moral teachings I think you can ever watch is watching some Andy Griffith interaction with Aunt Bee and Opie and that. I mean, some really great stuff. And of course, Andy and Opie, too. I mean, just some great, you know, you say great stories there.
Yeah, and the way Aunt Bee sort of acted as a maternal figure in the household, that Andy was a clear example of a good father with a kind of a deep understanding, even when Opie, you know, made his mistakes, the way he would point it out to him. It was just very, very special. And, of course, toxic masculinity was present, of course. I say that in jest, of course, because
yes.
real masculinity was present. Andy Griffith, no matter what he was a masculine guy. Isn't it weird that the actors who involved in that show, Andy Griffith, God rest his soul, became a crazy leftist. Ronnie Howard became a crazy leftist. And that's just Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is a crazy place. That's why they can't produce decent product hardly at all anymore. It's a rarity that a Top Gun Maverick comes along. And that's why they're
usually things like that got to come. And some of those things, though, James, yeah, exactly. And some of those ideas, like you talk about, that's why they have to come outside of Hollywood, because Hollywood is, they're in a bubble. And they're all going to these parties, and they got themselves convinced this is the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, the dirtier you make it, the more dangerous and the more death and blood flying around. You know, I remember the early days of Martin Scorsese. It was just all about blood and guts and body parts flying all over the screen, right?
Oh, yeah, ridiculous. No, and that sometimes is a crutch. It's just like comedians that use profanity.
Exactly.
The crutch for bad writing or bad editing is to have these overly violent films. But Hollywood celebrates that stuff as edgy. But it turns out, you know, I mean, Alfred Hitchcock proved that you don't have to have an overt focus on blood and guts to scare the heck out of people, you know,
right.
Because he knew how to get into the mind of the audience mm-hmm. and hold them in suspense. And so, yeah, it's a fascinating thing. But it's a thing, you know, here's these things, you know, MeTV, Cozy TV, Up TV, TV Land, there's all these Encore classics. There's so many of them, it's hard to believe. And then, of course, a lot of them are up on YouTube. They're up on streaming channels like Pluto and Tubi. And I'm talking about, you don't have to reach back that far, you know?
Right.
It's the point where it's got Jennifer Aniston from Friends speaking out, because Friends as a show has been under assault by the woke mob. Friends as a show, I mean, Friends as a show is not perfectly family friendly.
Not at all, no.
Friends, they criticized them for not being diverse. They have a lot of.
What do you mean? They were exchanging bedrooms all the time. How diverse do you want to get?
Yeah, right. They were doing that, but Joey and Chandler would very routinely make jokes, like Robin Williams did, about homosexuality, which were funny. They used to be funny. In today's world, no one is allowed to joke about any class that's deemed protected because everything is based on this power analysis. Are you oppressed or are you an oppressor?
Right.
If you're an oppressor, then we have to discriminate against you. If you're oppressed, then you can go out and commit crimes and, you know, don't say anything. And that, affected the way people have, in this country have viewed the Middle East situation, because the leftists have branded the Palestinians as the oppressed. And therefore, you see BLM and Antifa and the Rent-A-Mobs and the Soros paid people out protesting and marching for Hamas.
Yeah.
Shocked people.
Exactly. And that justifies Hamas raping, pillaging, killing, and doing, you know, the horrific terroristic acts that they did on innocents on October the 7th. And it's amazing to me, James, how quick in the name of this fascism that they're willing to, you know, forget and deny, just like they deny the Holocaust, right? So this is the latest thing for them to deny that this even occurred. Well, you know, do you think that this is just happening? I mean, you think Israel's response is just crazy that, you know, they just have nothing better to do, so they decided to send all their warships and tanks and turn the Gaza into a parking lot? You really believe that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real strange thing to behold. Although it's divided up the left, it's divided up the leftist media, the liberals, because of the fact that people that are Jewish just are appalled. They can't believe what's happening on the college campuses, because apparently a lot of these folks have been sleeping. And, in other words, there's people now who say, you know, they're billionaires. I won't fund Harvard. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Harvard has been preaching racism, preaching hatred in the form of transsexualism.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And anti-Semitism, almost specifically. Yeah, exactly. And so this is what it took. Well, you know, and I think that this could set establish a model in which, you know, people are realizing this is how you can respond to evil. Is don't participate in it. Take a step, giant step back away from it, Mother May I, and don't be a part of it anymore. 30 seconds left, James. I'm going to let you summarize and take us out.
Well, in summary is that these values that we were talking about, and we are so thankful for, the values of integrity, honesty, courage, of family bonds, of friend bonds, of loyalty.
Well, very well said. We'll leave it there. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. You take care.
Oh, blessed Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
Get a jump start on your holiday shopping with Meta. For the loved ones on your list, consider the Meta Quest 3 next generation headset that brings mixed reality into the mainstream in vibrant full color resolution. Quest 3 allows virtual elements to blend with your physical surroundings. Experience front row seats at a basketball game, turn the dining room table into a virtual piano, or work out on a mountaintop. With more than 500 experiences, including games, virtual hangouts, and a home theater in your headset, there's something for everyone to discover. MetaQuest accounts are available for people age 13 and over, and new this year, parent-managed Meta accounts for preteens, which have age-appropriate protections. Starting at $499.99, MetaQuest 3 is a great value. Capture life's best moments with the high-tech camera in Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses that can live stream to Instagram and Facebook, plus stay connected with hands-free calls and messages, and listen to your favorite music with built-in speakers. For must-have tech gifts this holiday season, go to Meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
USA News Update. Officials are looking into an underwater pipeline leak off the coast of Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. First reports indicate more than 1 million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard confirmed the Third Coast Midstream Pipeline has an oil slick 3 to 4 miles wide, about 19 miles off the shore. The pipeline has been shut down and several agencies are looking into the source of the leak. United States Supreme Court rejected an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd during a confrontational arrest. Chauvin's second-degree murder sentence will be upheld. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving his 21-year sentence in Arizona. Actor Wayne Brady is recuperating following a car accident and fist fight in Malibu, California on Sunday. After the fight, the other driver fled the scene, leading to his arrest. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch coming up next year. I love the headline of his new column. It says, the only thing that Israel should cease is listening to Joe Biden. DeRoy, that says it all. I think that's wisdom for the ages.
Oh, thank you, Bill, very much. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good to connect. Yeah, this is a thing that just has been driving me nuts personally. Joe Biden is taking us to the brink of World War III, and of all commander-in-chiefs, I mean, we got the short straw on this one. We need to have kind of like the Godfather moment. You remember when Michael got rid of the family attorney, Tom, and he told him that he wasn't fit to be a wartime conciliary? And, you know, Tom was hard. He was offended, and we understand that kind of deal. I think anybody would be. But Joe Biden clearly is not a wartime conciliary. He's not a wartime president. The team that he's surrounded by, you know, if we were going to play patty cake, maybe they might help. But dealing with all the elements that we're seeing that we're dealing with here in the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine, China, this is too much for him to handle.
Yeah, as far as wartime goes, I think, you know, maybe he'd be good for kitchen patrol peeling potatoes. I don't think much beyond that. And, yeah, this guy's got his hands full from, you say, the situation in the Middle East, which is expanding and becoming more dynamic by the day, the Ukraine stalemate between Ukraine and Russia, which seems to be going nowhere. They're just at loggerheads. Got China every day harassing the Philippines, challenging folks on the high seas, all sorts of endless challenges with our deals with them, from intellectual property to trade to I live in New York City. We had Chinese police stations here in New York City, basically spying on Chinese nationals who live in New York. And then, of course, our border is part of national security. And the border, I put the border in quotes, our quote-unquote border,
right,
which pretty much is our former border. It's gone. I mean, the border is just ripped wide open. And we've got, roughly 250,000, 275,000 people breaking in every month. including to this date, I believe approximately 260, 270 people coming across the border who we've caught who've been on the terrorist watch list. God knows how many have slipped through who we've not caught, and maybe right. we're waiting for instructions from Tehran or from Gaza City or wherever it is, saying, okay, you know, implement the operation and, you know, start blowing up train stations or subway stations or restaurants yeah. or car washes or whatever it might be. And we're just not getting any leadership guidance or even just a sense of calm from Joe Biden. He's in over his head. That makes life very difficult and potentially dangerous for 330 million Americans and about 8 billion people around the world.
And the thing is about this, at least from my observation, DeRoy, is it starts at the top. The leadership is lacking, but even the team that he's assembled. I mean, people were critical of Ronald Reagan, but I believe one of his key attributes was he knew who to surround himself with. What kind of talent, top grade A talent, that he brought in, and he let them do their job. Here's your job. Here's your mission. Go make it happen. You know, he was not a micromanager in that sense like a Barack Obama. He trusted these people to go in and do their job, had the confidence, they had the, you know, they had the credentials in which to do this and experience. But in this particular case, we have people who time and again just look, you know, rather JV-ish, if you know, to use Joe Biden's term and Barack Obama's term.
Well, yeah, with Reagan, it was a two-way street. It was him picking people who knew what they were doing, were sufficiently competent, capable, so he could say, all right, you're in your job, do your thing, number one, and then that's one-way street in that direction. The other direction, they knew what to do because they knew what the boss wanted, which was a very clear vision and clear philosophy, and without having to sit there and debate, gee, I wonder what Ronald Reagan would do about this. They knew what Reagan would want to do about this because he was a very, some of the very clear philosophy, direction, and ideology.
Well, if they had any doubt, they could ask Nancy, because Nancy would let him know.
And it would be pretty clear, you know.
In case you forgot.
In case you forgot. Versus a guy like Biden, where he comes out and says, well, you know, we stand by Israel. We're Israel's best friend. And he's given some wonderful speeches. But then, gee, we need to pause, and legally need a ceasefire. And, oh, well, we need a humanitarian pause, and pause this, plural. And so you're just getting, you get these mixed signals, sometimes mixed out of Biden's mouth, sometimes mixed out of multiple mouths. This just mm-hmm. happened in the last couple of days. We had a statement released by something like about 100 or so people in the State Department condemning the President of the United States' policy in Israel, saying, well, we have a different policy. This is our policy on Israel. And if you don't like the policy of the president, you should resign. And then
exactly.
You know, start your own organization or run for right. office or write nasty editorials or whatever you want to do. But I can't remember having 100 people within administration come up with a statement and denounce the policy of the President of the United States for whom these people are working, in whose pleasure they're supposed to serve. And I'm not sure how weak they are. I mean, I don't see that happening. That never would happen under Reagan. I don't think it would have happened under any previous president I can think of.
Well, it happened a little bit under Trump with Vindman, if you remember. Vindman didn't like that Trump was moving his cheese. And he thought he could speak out, I mean, break the chain of command and, you know, and lead a charge for impeachment against the President of the United States. I mean, this guy yep. should have been court-martialed, kicked out of the military, bye-bye to your, to any kind of retirement pay, because that's a disgrace, what he did as a military officer.
I totally agree with everything you said, but that was one guy. Now we have about 100.
Yes.
Amazing. I mean, a much, much bigger number of people. And again, signing a manifesto or some joint statement or communique, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Boy, that just shows weakness on the part of Biden. It sends mixed signals to people overseas. It says to Hamas, I mean, my God, the Hamas people are saying, okay, well, the Americans are divided, so I guess we'll just go on and do what we want because
why not?
You know,
exactly.
Our enemies, Israel, their big benefactor is confused. So, you know, mm-hmm. keep the rockets flying. It's yeah. appalling. And it's just one more of many bits of evidence of what a weak and completely defenseless non-leader Joseph Robinette Biden is.
Well, my question would be, DeRoy, is how many of those 100 people that signed that letter, approved of Biden's strategy of the Afghan exit?
That's a good question. I think some of those people might have been involved in that mess. I know another big problem we have right now is essentially a fifth column of pro-Tehran, pro-Ayatollah people in the State Department of the Pentagon and elsewhere who are in favor of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is one of our biggest enemies. They've got one guy who worked at the, I believe, in the State Department as essentially a chief negotiator for dealing with Iran on the nuclear weapons issue and all this. And
what a deal.
Malley, I think, was his name.
Yes, yeah. Robert Malley. Yeah.
Yeah, they pulled his security clearance because he was mishandling secret documents. There are other three or four people who worked around him who were thought to be essentially pro-Iran, giving pro-Iranian advice to people. There's somebody who's a chief of staff in one of the major agencies of the Pentagon who I think is still there, giving his influence. His influence is usually, hey, let's do whatever Iran wants. This is unbelievable.
Well, Malley, I understand, DeRoy, was the guy who single-handedly ignored the sanctions of the sale of oil to China, right? And that was draining the coffers that Iran was using in which to pay for all this terrorism around the world. And their coffers went, I think there was, I think you reported on it, somewhere between $8-12 billion when Donald Trump left office. And almost overnight, it went up to like $60-80 billion. And it's like, wait a minute, who's watching the store here? And Malley is the guy who, I guess, authorized the desanctioning of the sale of Iranian oil to China.
Yeah, this is deadly serious stuff, and I think the amount of money that Iran has been able to make selling oil to China is under Biden is around $52 billion, give or take. You add the lack of sanctions on steel, lack of sanctions on petroleum products, access to special credits at the International Monetary Fund. You add up all of this, and of course the $6 billion ransom payment for the hostages we got back. You add it up, and by my calculation, Joe Biden essentially is given the Ayatollah's access to about $77 billion.
And why is that a problem, DeRoy? Hey, we got to go to break. I'm gonna let you think about it. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
As promised, we're back with you, Roy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. Roy, this is just a hot mess. Everything that circulates around this administration, and people are still saying, how did he become president of the United States? And then what happens? Then he's shocked with his polling numbers. I mean, when you have these key swing states, and what, you got 5 out of 6 swing states are all for Trump in record numbers, and it makes you even wonder. The one swing state that hasn't converted yet is Wisconsin, and you're thinking, are they smelling the cheese over there? What are they doing? Did I say that right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess they're just drowning in cheese curd or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a recent Siena College survey that showed Trump versus Biden. And as you say, Biden was ahead in Wisconsin, but Trump was ahead between 4 and 11% in, I believe it was Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I think Georgia. And you add all those up, and assuming that Trump keeps all the states he won in 2020 and Biden keeps all the ones he did, minus the ones with the Trump would win in this case. And it would be something like 300, 301, 302 electoral votes for Trump. It'd be a very, very comfortable victory. So I wish the election were this November, not November of 2024. But the fact that you've got Biden that far behind at a time when, as whether you're a fan or a foe of Donald J. Trump, he certainly has been in the news for a lot of reasons. I'm sure he'd prefer not to be. All the prosecutions and there's court cases and all this other stuff that's not very positive news. But despite that, he's still up comfortably in 5 out of 6 swing states between 4% and I think 11% Nevada, if I remember correctly. That's really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden and the Democratic apparatchik are trying to find more indictments that they could possibly, because they just think they're just maybe one, maybe two more indictments away from really, you know, crippling the former president, right?
Well, you know, every time they indict him, he goes up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some talk about if he is convicted of this Georgia so-called election interference case, which basically just involves prosecuting him for using his First Amendment rights to claim that he had the election stolen and encourages supporters to try to petition for redress of grievances, both of which are covered by the First Amendment. But anyway, I guess in Georgia that's now illegal. If he's convicted in that case, Fannie Willis, the prosecutor down in Atlanta, going to throw him in jail? And you know, we might find ourselves, you know, voting for or against Donald J. Trump while he's behind bars. And I think he's locked up. His popularity is going to go even higher, because I guess the sense will be the only way to stop this from happening again is to elect the man, so that this doesn't become a precedent. We just, you know, go into the business of locking up presidential candidates.
Well, you put him in jail, DeRoy, you're going to have a suite of jails, because you got his Secret Service contingent that's going to have to go behind bars with him, right? To protect him.
Wing, exactly. Lock them all up. Lock them all up. Yeah.
This is so absurd.
Yeah, this is so absurd.
These are the people who say, well, you know, we don't like Trump, we're going to take him off the ballot. And then they say, well, why? Because of democracy. All right, well, you believe in democracy, put the guy on the ballot, and you run against him. You tell people why his ideas are bad, why your ideas are better, and why people should vote for, you know, vote for Biden and his people versus Trump and his people. That's how we normally do things in this country. But the so-called pro-democracy Democrats don't believe in that. They don't have an election where you debate visions and ideas and policies. They want to lock the guy up, have him prosecuted 91 counts in four different cases, and maybe more coming. And then while you're at it, by the way, lock up his lawyers and lock up his supporters. This is like something you see in Cuba or East Germany, not even mm-hmm. It's America. And then on top of that, they have the goal to say, democracy! It's just disgusting to see the way these people behave. I wish they'd at least be honest and call themselves totalitarians, which is what they are.
Well, they're being honest. You just have to realize how they're being honest. They tell you, what they tell you is just the opposite. Like Hillary Clinton. Well, you know, whether it was Russian collusion, okay, that turned out to be a lie. She put on Trump. She was the one that orchestrated this, which I want my money back, by the way. For all the taxpayer money that we paid, right, to defend and deal with it, she's the one that put that poison pill in the political electorate. She put that in the stream, in the water. She dirtied up. She did it. Not anybody. Yes, you had the FBI and the rest of the governmental apparatchik and the deep state participating in it. But she and her campaign dumped that into the political live stream. And I want my money back. But, you know, she told
them,
right? So everything she says is just the opposite. You know, she said, oh, yeah, what do? You know, you don't, you know, we don't, in America, we don't arrest and imprison our political opponents. And a couple years later, here we are. It's like, that's what I'm telling you, DeRoy. You and I have been saying this, that, you know, they speak sideways out of their mouths. So just pay attention. So what they say, you know, when they say, hey, we're not going to tax anybody, they mean they're going to tax everybody.
They don't
okay,
tax everybody. That's right.
That's
exactly.
That's the new language. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, we call this psychological projection. So
yeah.
You know, the classic example of this is the guy who's sitting on a bar stool at 4 a.m. at a bar saying, "You guys are all a bunch of drunks," and he falls off his bar stool. That's psychological projection, and this is what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats do. And they say, "Oh my God, Donald J. Trump is involved. Is guilty of Russian collusion." Well, guess who was the one who actually was using Fusion GPS to cook up this these Russian sources and turn that into an attack on Trump. She was the one colluding with the Russians to do this. She also was the one who, as you may recall, helped out Vladimir Putin by arranging for Uranium One, a Russian company,
yes,
to take over 20% of America's uranium supply.
And I think her family, a family member, was involved in that exchange as well, if I do remember correctly, right? Wasn't her brother? Didn't he get a little taste that got his beak wet in that deal?
And the people involved in that company basically made donations to the Clinton Foundation. I believe that, I don't have it in front of me, believe the number was somewhere in the 50 to 60 million range, something like this. So that sounds to me like Russian collusion, but of course she doesn't talk about that. So when you see the Russians accuse the right and the Republicans of doing something, basically that means that they're doing it themselves, and they take whatever they're doing and take their guilt or any misgivings they have and thrust them upon the shoulders of the GOP. We see it time and time again, and you see it now, unfortunately, as well.
Well, here we've had three debates. I'll tell you, I loved, I know some people got a little offended there, but Vivek Ramaswamy laid it on the line. He brought up a good point. You know, why are we having somebody who supported the Russian collusion? She is one of the moderators. You know, where's the RNC in thinking about who would be better, a better choice in which to conduct and moderate the debate? You know, he says, well, how about Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and maybe Tucker Carlson, just three names instead of the three people that NBC had presented. You know, and that's the way the dance began.
Yeah, you know, we get into these unusual situations where the GOP gets in these debates where people come in and, you know, skin us alive. I don't think we necessarily have to have three people who are going to sit there and toss softball questions at Republicans. But, you know, why don't we have, you know, fair and balanced, as I say, somebody from MSNBC, somebody from Fox News, And I don't know if you can find somebody in the middle. I'm not sure what the middle of the road news organization is any longer. Maybe the Wall Street Journal, the news division, I think, is pretty on the one hand. On the other hand, that would make a lot more sense than just bringing in people, especially in the final fall debate between the presidential nominees. You know, you get a situation like Chris Wallace, who spent his time basically puffing up Joe Biden and tearing down Donald J. Trump, or you may recall the debate between Trump and, rather, between Obama and Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Katie Crowley came out and accused, oh, Mitt Romney, you're wrong, your answer's wrong, as she said at the end of the debate. Turns out what he said was absolutely, totally correct. And
exactly.
Come out a couple of days later and say, oops, I'm sorry, I screwed up. Of course, you know, a much, much smaller number of people saw her apologize and explain that she blew it than, you know, maybe 40, 50, 60, 70 million people who saw her accuse Romney of lying or being mistaken and, of course, walk away with that misimpression in their head. So the RNC has to be much, much better about getting getting people who will ask more even-ended questions or, you know, frankly, I'll throw it open to the audience and let the audience ask questions. And you invite, you know, half Democrats, half Republicans, and you're probably going to get, you know, half the questions are going to be friendly and half are going to be hostile. That's a much more sensible way, I think, of asking questions, leaving to a bunch of left-wing journalists to make life miserable for the GOP, which is what they do for a living.
Exactly. Well, DeRoy, if you were head of the RNC, wouldn't you want to know the questions that were being asked and saying, hey, look, at here's the topics. You know, this is what the RNC wants you to ask of these candidates. Like, how about more than one question about Joe Biden and his policies, for example? Because that's where all the pain that most of America is realizing right now and why his poll numbers are down is that there's a lot of pain here in River City, and it's at the doorstep of Joe Biden and nobody else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I like to call him the architect of our anxiety and our pain. And, you know, we're assuming he's the nominee and the GOP is going to be running against him. Yeah, we have a lot of questions about his policies and when the things that he's done, from the border to inflation to the attack on natural gas and the loss of energy independence, the war on oil, all of these mandates galore, and his support of the transgender movement, and so many other things that that Joe Biden has done wrong, one after another after another. And, you know, we have an entire chicken coop coming home to roost. Unfortunately, these problems piling up, and you know, a nation adrift, and a planet seems to be on fire right now.
And here he is trying to be the commander-in-chief for Israel.
Yeah.
Scary thought.
Well, terrifying, actually.
Without a
scary
doubt.
Stuff, yeah. Like, like Halloween never ends. One fright show after another.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, and he has a sense of humor, too, as you can tell. Contributing editor of National Review Online, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thanks very much.
You got it.
All right. Take care now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could...